Shalom and praise Jesus, brethren. I welcome you to this morning devotion, this 30th day of the month of January. This is we consider it as the first week of February, because this is the week that we normally have our monthly prayer and fasting week. Every first week of the month. And as much as we had the 3 weeks of prayer and fasting at the beginning of this year, we don't want to lose the momentum. So we would want again to move into the prayer and fasting season. Those who are able to go through the week, it will be splendid. But if you are not able to do the whole week, please at least take one day. Take one day of the week so that all the days are covered, that we can do what we would call chain prayer and fasting, so that every day of the week would be covered. And so that corporately, we have taken the whole week. This week, we would like to focus on our mission to the Halula people. Would soon be having a mission there this month of February, this coming month of February. And we want to have concerted effort as a church. We'd like to pray together and trust God for a mighty breakthrough this time. We are looking to God. We are believing God for miracles upon miracles, even in this mission. And so please join us. Every day we will get direction. But remember, we want to focus on this mission. The Halula people need Jesus. And unless we labor for them, the enemy would take their lives away from God. And so I want us to pray even as we begin this session together. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we appreciate you and we glorify your holy name, O God. Indeed, you alone are God, and there is none beside you. We acknowledge your sovereignty. We acknowledge that you are the Holy One of Israel. We acknowledge that we can do nothing without you, O God, that even our very lives are in your hands. It is you who gives us breath. So every day that we live, O God, we are grateful. And we appreciate you. Thank you for saving us. Thank you that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We appreciate you. Thank you so much, our God. It is not that we were better than others, but Lord, you have shown us mercy. And so we want to come to you with thanksgiving and also remembering other people who have not experienced the mercy of God, the Halula people. We want to bring them before you, O God, trusting you. The way you reached us, that you shall reach them, O God, and that you shall save them and deliver them, and that their names also shall be in the Lamb's Book of Life. That when the nations of the world shall be gathered before the throne of God, even that last day, the Halula people will be there. So, Father, we thank you for giving us a burden. We thank you, O God, that you have given these people to us, that we may carry them on our shoulders or on our hearts, even as we come in your very presence. So we dedicate our lives to you. We dedicate this week to you, O God. And we pray that as we offer prayers, concerning these people, that you will hear us, O God, and that you will answer us favorably, all to the honor and glory of your name. We pray this, believing and trusting that you have heard us, for we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. My name is Grace Wojambo, and I love the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. We want to remind you of the theme of this year. The theme is divine enlargement through outreach. Divine enlargement through outreach. And our key scriptures are Isaiah 54, verse 1 to verse 3. Let me just read it. Isaiah 54, verse 1 to 3 says, "Sing, O barren, you who have not born. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare, lengthen your cords, and strengthen your sticks. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited." Praise God. So this word the Lord gave to us, that there is a promise of divine enlargement, divine expansion. Like verse 3 says, "For you shall expand to the right and to the left." And we are believing God that not only shall we expand at City Church, not only shall we expand in our own personal lives, in our families, but even we shall expand even with the Halula people, that they shall expand to the right and to the left, that our God shall perform that miracle of bringing them from the exile of the enemy, the captivity of Satan, that he shall bring them from that captivity into the house of God, and that there shall be an expansion in the house of God as the Halula people come in to worship the true and living God. Hallelujah, praise Jesus. Now, the emphasis that we have today, we want to take it from the book of Acts, chapter 13. The book of Acts, chapter 13, from verse 1. Let me first read verse 1 to 3. Acts, chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. I read New King James Version. "Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers," "these were Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul." Verse 2. "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, 'Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.'" Verse 3. "Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away." So, this is the focus for this day, Monday morning. We find here that there were brethren that were worshiping the Lord. They were ministering to the Lord. Ministering to the Lord in worship, in adoration, in waiting on the Lord, in maybe reading scriptures, as they were fasting. And we find these people, they were teachers, they were prophets. So they were people who were given the leadership of the church. And so they would get together for the sake of the ministry. And they would commit their time, they commit their ways to God. They did not just meet in a boardroom with books and papers and plan out how the time would be spent and what would be done. But they wanted to seek God. They sought the Lord. What shall we do? They spent time in the presence of God, that God would give them direction. And God did. He spoke to them by the Holy Spirit. And he said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." And so two particular brethren were picked out by the Holy Spirit that they would be sent, but that God had a work for them to do. And so these men had to be prayed for. I mean, they were also part of this prayer meeting. They were also part of this gathering of saints who are waiting on the Lord. And so we find it is very important to dedicate ourselves to the Lord, to dedicate our time to God, even in prayer and fasting. That when we do this, that God speaks to us. God gives us guidance. He gives us direction and lets us know what to do and how to do it and even who to do it. And so, like I told you, we have a mission to the Halula people. Already, you know, we have a missionary, Brother Kabi, who lives there, who lives among the Halula people, who ministers among the Halula people in different ways. Remember, the outreach. Outreach is not just preaching. Outreach involves a lot of other things, just ministering to them, even in kind, in fellowship, in interaction, building a rapport with them, and all that he does. We want to thank God for him. We thank God that he obeyed the call of God. He did not send himself. He obeyed the call of God. And he was sent there by the apostolic prayers and commissioning of our late Apostle Haridas. So our brother Kabi is not there because he wants to be there, but God sent him there. And we are grateful to God that he obeyed. He obeyed the voice of God and he went. He obeyed the will of God and he went. And so we find even this time, there will be some brethren who will go to join him for this particular mission. So this particular mission trip, there will be two brethren who will be going to join up together with our brother Kabi for a concerted ministry outreach, even to the Halula people, desiring and trusting God for sharing of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That even after having done all the groundwork that has been done, even through our brother and other missionaries who have been there previously, that this particular mission trip will be a major mission trip. That's why we don't want to take it lightly, because we know Satan will not lose those people easily, because he has held them captive for many years, over all their lives. And so that is why we are taking this seriously, that we all together, together with the brethren who will be going, that all of us, we will stand together with them, that they will not just be going, just the three of them, they will not just be the three, but there will be a backup of prayer and fasting from brethren, even here in Nairobi and wherever else you may be listening from. And so we find these brethren who are called who are pinpointed by the Holy Spirit, that they, the brethren, what they said is verse 3 says, then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So there were four things that they did. They fasted. That's why we are saying, please take some days to fast. They prayed. Oh, please, I beseech you, take time to pray and pray seriously and pray honest prayers. Pray desperate prayers, because these people, we desire them to be delivered and set free from the powers of darkness. And then they laid hands on them. So these brethren who will be going to join with our brother Kabir, they will be laid hands on even at the church before they leave. And then they sent them away. So these brethren who will be going to the Lamu mission, they will be sent. They will not be going alone. They'll not be going on their own accord. They will be sent. The church will be sending them. You and I will be sending them, even with our prayers. We'll be sending them, even with resources, because they will use resources. They will use money to pay for their tickets. They will need, they will have a place of to be accommodated. So even money, they will need that. And so we need to send them. Send them with our prayers. Send them with our resources. Send them by just remembering them and maybe even communicating with them. And however the Lord will help us, that we are sending them. They are not going on their own. And so I want to show you one of the reasons, one of the results of having that kind of send-off. The same chapter of Acts chapter 13, I read from verse 6. Acts chapter 13 from verse 6, it says, now when they had gone through the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. So we find there are two people here. There is the proconsul, who is called Sergius Paulus, and there is a certain sorcerer, who is a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus. Okay? So this man, the proconsul, called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. He wanted to hear. I think it's like a governor or somebody in leadership. He hears about some missionaries or people who are ministering the word of God. And so he sent for them and he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, because that was his name, for so his name is translated, withstood them, withstood Paul, Saul and Barnabas, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. So we see resistance, the powers of darkness, resisting the power of God to reach this man, to turn away from his faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit. Very important that our brethren be filled with the Holy Spirit. Looked intently at him, at the sorcerer, and said, O full of deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And now indeed, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell on him, And he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. This is what we desire to see, even in the mission field, that when our brethren go there, they will have the spirit of discernment. They will be full of the spirit of God. This is why we need to pray and fast for them, that they will be full of the Holy Spirit of God, and they will have the spirit of discernment. They will have the spirit of boldness and courage, that the Holy Spirit would anoint them so much so that they'll be able to confront any power of darkness that would hinder them salvation of the Halula people. And there will be miracles, that great signs and wonders will be performed, that even the people who are being withstood by the devil, they will see the power of God, and they will still believe that the work of darkness will not prevail in Jesus' name, that the powers of hell will not prevail in hindering the word of God from reaching these people, that they will hear the word of God. Yeah? They will be astonished at the teaching of the Lord, and they will see what God will do, even miraculously, in their own lives and the lives of others, and they will believe, because the proconsul believed. He believed in the Lord Jesus. And so we are trusting God that the Halula people will believe in the word of God. So our prayers are for the missioners, those who are going, that as they go, that the Spirit of God will anoint them so much. They will be full of the Holy Spirit, that the Lord will prepare them. Even before they go, the Lord will prepare their hearts. The Lord will prepare them, their hearts, yes, and their spirit and everything about them. That even anything that, any power of darkness that would seek to hinder them from going, that even those powers will be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. So missionary work is sacrificial. The people who are going, they are sacrificing their time. They are sacrificing even their resources. They are sacrificing their comfort. They are sacrificing so much. So it is important for us all to be sacrificial. Sacrifice that time for prayer. Sacrifice that plate of food. Sacrifice that you may be able to have a mighty breakthrough in this mission. Sacrifice like the young boy who sacrificed his lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and that which he sacrificed and gave it to Jesus. Jesus blessed it and used it to feed over 5,000 people. So whatever, even if you see like what you have is so small, when you give it to Jesus, sacrificially give it to Jesus, that he is going to multiply it, and it's going to have a great effect, great impact, even out there in the mission field. Remember, souls are at stake, brethren. The souls of the Halula people, they are at stake. And we need to pull them out of the fire. You know, like Jude verse 23 says, pull them out of the fire. That we love them, we care so much about them, that we don't want them to go to hell. That we by our prayers, that we'll be pulling them out of the fire. So brethren, I desire that through this week, inasmuch as we pray other prayers, please focus on this mission trip, that God will give us souls Oh, that God would give us oath. May we be desperate like Rachel. Rachel told her husband, give me children or else I die. Let us cry out to God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Even at this time, oh God, we are crying out to you, oh Jehovah God, that you would remember us. Remember the Halula people, oh God, at this season. Let this be the season that you have said, oh God. You have told us to enlarge the tents. You have told us, oh God, to stretch them, to stretch out the curtains of our dwellings. You've told us not to spare. You've told us to lengthen our cords and strengthen our stakes, oh God. And that is what we are willing to do. That is what we have dedicated ourselves to do, oh God. Because we believe your promise. Because your promise says that we shall expand to the right and to the left. Your promise says that our descendants would inherit the nation and make the desolate cities inhabited. That is your word, O God. You have told us to go out to the world and preach the gospel. You have told us to go, O God. And we are doing this, O God, in obedience to your word. Desiring, O God, to see the Halula people converted, O God, baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We want to see them discipled, O God. We want to teach them all the things that you have told us, O God, because you have promised that you will never leave us, that you will be with us throughout all the ages. And so, Father, this morning, O God, we are asking of you, remember these missioners, O God, even as they are preparing to go, O God, and to join with our brother Kabi, O God. We are asking for the anointing of your Holy Spirit, that you would fill them with your anointing. You fill them with your power. Fill them, oh God, with your glory. Oh my Father, fill them with courage and boldness. Oh God, the spirit of discernment. Every gift that is needed for this mission, oh God, that you will release this gift upon them in the name of Jesus. They will perform miracles and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the same yesterday, today and forever. As you performed miracles in the early church, even now, oh God, this is territory that needs those miracles, oh gracious God, that they may see the power of the living God. Of the proconsul believed it when he heard the word of God, and when he saw what was done, when this sorcerer was made blind. Oh God of heaven, we are crying to you, oh God. Would you follow your word with signs and wonders to the honor and to the glory of your name? Almighty Father, we dedicate your brethren. We dedicate our brethren, these your servants, oh God, even as they prepare to go. Oh God, protect them. Preserve their lives, oh God. Cover them by the blood of Jesus. Cover our brother Kabi with your precious blood, Lord Jesus. And we are asking, oh God, that even as they get together, oh God, it will be a power-packed mission to the glory of your name, that even as they walk together, you will hide them. You will hide them, oh God, that the enemy will not see them in the name of Jesus. You will cover them, protect them, oh God, that cause your angels to walk with them, surround them with a wall of fire, oh God, that there will be no evil upon them in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you shall give them such boldness that they will be able to withstand every power of darkness that may seek to hinder the word of God. Father, we are asking you that you will help us to stand together, oh God, as a church, even for the miracles of salvation, even among the Halula people. Father, we are believing you and we are trusting you that you are going to do a great thing. because you have told us this is the year of divine enlargement through outreach. So God, we pray that you will bless this mission to the glory and honor of your name, and bless your people even as they gather together. Oh God, arise together corporately. As we arise together corporately, oh God, that you will bless us all together to the honor and to the glory of your name. Father, we bless you and we honor you, for we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you, brethren. Continue in prayer, even throughout the day. Keep calling on the name of the Lord. He hears and he answers prayer. God bless you and meet you at the point of your own need. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye-bye.